Tense moments here. South Dakota State could still come up with a stop. You could also foul. No matter what, it sends UTEP to the line for two. But they have to be selective on who they foul. Again, Thornton, a 77% free throw shooter. Willingham shoots 83%. Krishana Parker might be your best bet at 67% right now on this season. Sparkle Taylor would be ideal, but they've left the freshman on the bench here most of the second half. So your options are limited. This is a very good free throw shooting team in UTEP who shot 72% from the free throw line this season. UTEP, by the way, 72-21 since the start of the 2011-2002 season, including 28-7 this year. They've registered 54 double-digit wins in that stretch, only 5 double-digit losses in that frame. That will not be a factor here tonight, but the Jacks have played about as good of a game against UTEP as they've seen all season long. But the Jacks are going to need one big stop here defensively to keep them in this game. Vitola will inbound it. It's tipped by Heiser, but out of bounds. They push the UTEP Miners to the brink of that five-second runoff there. And Vitola will trigger it again underneath the Jackrabbit hoop with the full court to work with. They get the inbound to Nash, who spins away from Pollock into the front court. Parker's layup is good. And that will give the Miners now a 63-57 lead. Pollock at the top of the key, nearly had the ball taken out of her hands. Gets it to Watashik, right corner for three. Good! Megan Watashik will silence the crowd momentarily here with 20 and two-tenths of a second remaining. 63-60 your score. Nash into the front court. Gets fouled, I believe, by Tara Heiser. It might be Claren. Either way, one of those two players have just fouled out, and Claren will pick up her fifth personal foul. But the Jacks, a little miscommunication there after Watashik's three, let Nash get open and let her run precious seconds off the clock. Claren has fouled out of the game today for South Dakota State. She will finish with 7 points, 10 rebounds here on the floor in the final four of the WNIT. She will have to cheer her team on now for South Dakota State. Jacks down by three with 16 and one-tenth of a second remaining, but Giselle Nash at the free throw line. Right-handed release from Nash is good. She's a 72% free throw shooter on the season, and it's now a two-possession game again with 16 seconds left to go. Nash, right-handed release is good. Five-point lead for the Miners, 16 seconds to play. Pollock into the front court. Dribbles up to the free throw line, gets some contact, finds Bolver, left corner for three. Three is good. Gabby Bolver with another three, and it's a two-point game with 9 8/10 of a second. Pollock with a quick foul, and it'll send Willingham back to the free throw line. But Watashik and Bolver, roommates at South Dakota State University, and both juniors have hit a couple clutch threes for South Dakota State to give them life here in the waning moments against UTEP. 65-63 your score. Ober will get set to check in a moment, but right now it's Willingham at the free throw line. Again, an 83% free throw shooter on the season. She only taken 35 attempts coming into this game, makes that one, and it's a three-point game again with 8 9/10 of a second. Jacks are hoping for a miss here to give them a chance in a one-possession game. A make makes it a two-possession game. Willingham missed it off the right side of the iron. Carrie Young with the rebound finds Pollock into the final seconds. Pollock, top of the key, steps back for three. Off the front of the iron, no good. Watashik with the rebound, throws up the prayer, no good. Time has expired, and UTEP will win it here on their home court against South Dakota State. Your final score, 66-63. The run is over. And South Dakota State season comes to an end in El Paso. We'll take a timeout, come back with more. Postgame show coming up after this on the Jackrabbit Sports Network from Learfield Sports.